David Preston.
Okay, Mr. Preston, let's see. Well, Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
Okay. Good afternoon, sir. Just for the record, could you please state your name, your ABC number for us?
David R. Preston, 210 Wayne Parkway.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clinics. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones, coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal in the middle. You have our board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, and to my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And my name is Michael Johnson, so I'm going to be acting as your panel chair today, this morning. So you're appearing before this board for a absolute discharge, regular parole, or home arrest, is that right?
Yes.
You're currently serving a 7-year sentence for sexual conduct with a minor. You became from parole eligible on May 29, 2018, is that right, sir?
Yes.
Okay, so you also have a detainment from the Maricopa County Superior Court. It's probation, 5-year probation once you release from prison, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, you were originally charged with 6 counts, and you did a plea agreement to the sexual conduct with a minor, and the 5-count, 1, the 5-year that you received the probation for, is that right? You actually had 1 count of public sexual indecency, which was a class 5. You had sexual conduct with a minor, which is a class 2. Public sexual indecency, a class 5, molestation of a child, class 2. Sexual conduct with a minor, class 2. And a sexual conduct with a minor, class 2. But those were charges that were actually they were dismissed as a result of the plea agreement for those charges?
Yes.
Okay, according to your NRA Bible report, sir, states that you live with your sister, Ruth Duplessis? If I say that.
Duplessis.
Duplessis?
Yes.
Who lives in Michigan, and she's willing to help you with your housing and et cetera until you're able to eligible for your social security. She lives in Westland, Michigan, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And you have no disciplinary history at this time that you've been in, since you've been incarcerated. You have no out of time found, no discipline found, and this is your first time coming before the parole board, is that right?
Yes, sir.
So you had a little bit of programming since you've been in there. It looks like you had your educational GED program and a bunch of literacy program that you have. Did you have any other programming since you've been incarcerated, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. This is an incident that involves two of your daughters, is that right? That it states that between May 22nd, 1982 and May 21st, 1985, when your daughter was born at 6 years old, that you forced her to bathe with her and several times placed her on the bathroom countertop and masturbated on her stomach. Also during the time frame, multiple occasions the defendant placed his mouth on the victim's vagina. And then on your other daughter, says between May 19, 1981 and May 19, 1984, when she was between the ages of 4 and 7, you laid her on the bathroom countertop and masturbated on her stomach. Also forced her to hold on to your penis and place your mouth on her vagina during the same time frame, multiple occasions the defendant forced victim to put his penis in her mouth. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
It says this didn't come about until a confrontation that took place in Florida, where there was a confrontation between your daughters and yourself. At that time, you admitted to your daughters that you had molested them when they were young children, and you did not know why you molested them, and told them that you had never touched any other child in your life. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what brought this all about is an incident that occurred in Florida when one of your daughters said she came over and picked up her 2-year-old son from your house. He's 71 years old, and you were babysitting the son, and subsequently, it appears that the son may have been sexually assaulted. The son couldn't sit down, and when she checked him, said that his bottom hurt, and there was blood coming from his from his anus. However, you denied doing anything to that young, to the child. Is that right, sir?
That's right. She's found, and the doctors even said there was nothing wrong with him. He had a muscle sore on him. And, you know, you have to be careful because you can't talk over anything that you can contaminate the room.
Okay.
And I advised you to make sure, you know, that they were sick or whatever.
Okay.
And, so, you know, he couldn't sit down because he had a lot of hurt because he had a muscle sores.
Okay. So, sir, this all of this happened a while back. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So what was going on, sir? Why would you, in your own words, can you tell this board what was going on, what went through your mind when this happened, sir?
I really don't know. It's just something that happened, which I wish it never did happen.
So have you tried to take any sex classes since you've been incarcerated, sir, to figure out what would be the trigger or what caused you to do this?
He said it was just something that happened. They never said anything about taking any sex classes or anything. I got no problem.
Okay, but you have you tried to take any since you've been incarcerated, sir?
Probably my CO3 said, you know, they didn't apply to me because it was so early.
Wow. So, Mr. Preston, can you just tell me and this board that you were released? What would prevent this from, what would prevent this type of activity from happening again, sir?
You know, like I say, I've learned a big lesson, you know, it's been, what, almost 35 years. And, you know, I've never had my nieces and nephews and everything else, and nothing's ever happened. I mean, you know, even when we were my nieces and nephews when they were babies, you know, we used to watch them and everything else, and nothing's ever happened.
So that was the only time that this incident happened, is with your 2 daughters?
Yes.
All right. Sir, during the confrontation, when you finally admitted and apologized to your daughters for what had happened, it says that you took a plea agreement at you took the plea agreement at the last minute, that they had offered you 2 prior plea agreements, and on the day of the trial, actually, you actually took a plea agreement on the day of the trial. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Preston, do you have a lifetime probation, or what probation do you have?
It's supposed to be 5 years.
5 years probation after release?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. So, sir, do you have any family here in the state of Arizona?
No.
Do you have any finances so if you were released on home arrest that you could take care of 2 months of living?
It's my Social Security just reinstated.
How much did you get on your Social Security, sir?
Over 2,200.
Okay. All right, sir. We're coming up on the conclusion of your hearing, Mr. Preston. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussing to make a decision?
What I say, you know, it's something that happened 35 years ago, and I wish it never happened. And I served my time for it. And I know I did not. I just want to continue with my life for however many years I got left.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Mr. Preston, the board's going to go into discussion. So while the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone, sir. However, to remain silent while you're on the phone as the board's into discussion. Okay?
Okay.
The board is now going into discussion after speaking with Mr. Preston and reviewing the information that we have contained in the paperwork that we actually have. This is an incident that occurred many, many years ago. But according to the daughters, they did go. They didn't want to see the plea agreement being made by the victim. It was only after this incident that came out that he admitted to actually being involved and assaulting the two daughters, who are still traumatized as a result of the event that actually occurred, took place to them. He actually took a plea agreement for 7 years for one count, and he got 5 years probation, supervised probation, when he's actually released from prison. He received the presumptive, and he could have got a greater charge. However, if he would have got any of the other charges, then I think that he could have gotten a considerable increased amount of time, but he took the presumptive and he only received 7 years. I think at this time it would be in the best interest for Mr. Preston to remain incarcerated to complete his time.
I do. Agree.
That's a CD of July of 19.
Okay, so he's not eligible for parole set up. So I am going to make a motion to deny regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge for Mr. Preston.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, if there is, he's not eligible for a parole set off, I am going to release type denies, home arrest, absolute discharge. I want to mark that it was a serious and violent offense. Also, serious and deep offenses, these were his daughters. Trauma to the victims, age of the victims at the time, multiple victims because there were two daughters who were actually involved in it. I want to mark for no release plan, although he does have some release plan that if he gets out, but he would have to go on home arrest and remain here first. Mr. Preston, for coming to appear before this board. That will conclude your hearing at this time.